This is GIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister reassures public that gas tax will not impact their spending power. ODPEM advising persons to heed precautions to reduce effects of smoke inhalation. And CMI to begin major training program on traffic crash investigation. The details after this message.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is again advising persons in and around the Riverton disposal site to heed precautions to reduce the effects of smoke inhalation as a result of the fire. The advisory came in light of an increase in smoke cover that was observed Tuesday morning in sections of the Gregory Park, Waterford and Greater Portmore communities, as well as sections of the toll road. Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB Errol Moat, says the smoke is expected to linger as efforts continue to cover areas of the dump that are still burning.
In the act of fighting the fire, once we begin to turn the material and begin to apply water, it gives off more smoke because the fire is not in a free burning phase. It is in a smoldering phase, and once it is smoldering, it is going to give off more smoke. But it's not because efforts are not being made.
Mr. Moat was speaking at a special post-cabinet media briefing at Jamaica House Monday. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is moving to reassure members of the public that the proposed imposition of a $7 SCT rate per litre on petrol will not severely impact their spending power. Dr. Phillips says he does not expect the $7 cess to be passed on fully to the motoring public by gasoline retailers.
Even if it was the full pass-through of seven, meaning that you're paying $7 extra, the calculation they say for a Corolla or a CRV or something like that with a 32-litre tank, you're looking at about $200 more, less than a $200 phone card per full tank of gas.
The finance minister also outlined that commuters should not expect to see any increases in bus or taxi fares after the implementation of the revenue measure. This as the reductions in international oil prices over the last 9 months should help public passenger vehicle operators maintain solid profit margins. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the majority of JPS customers will not be affected by the proposed revenue measure of GCT on residential electricity consumption above 350 kilowatt hours per month. Dr. Phillips says the measure was drafted based on recent information indicating that only a small percentage of the population uses more than 350 kilowatt hours of electricity per month.
It applies to the top 6% of customers, which means it will not affect in any way whatever. 94% of the customers, the vast majority of the consumers of electricity, will have no impact whatever on them.
Dr. Phillips also noted that the revenue measure is in keeping with the government's thrust to promote energy conservation, adding that members of the public can avoid the tax by making consistent efforts to curtail excessive electricity use. And the Caribbean Maritime Institute, in collaboration with the Road Safety Unit, will embark on a major training initiative focusing on traffic crash investigating and reporting. The 10-week training program got underway today, March 17, and targets groups in the insurance sector. Executive Director for the Caribbean Maritime Institute, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, says the course will focus on practical exercise, collision analysis, evidence gathering, and recording.
This is significant. It's a competency-based training. So we're looking for retired police officers, people who work in road safety systems, and of course, lawyers to come, because these are the persons that we want to train, that the insurance industry can now get a cadre of people who formerly had to be trained overseas. We're now going to produce our own people here.
Dr. Pinnock was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. He says the course will receive international accreditation from the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport at City and Guilds. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.